From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner, focusing more on treating heroin addicts than arresting them. This seems to be the intent of the new heroin response strategy announced by the White House last week. It works to promote public health, public safety partnerships through a 15-state area. While Missouri's not a part of the new project, there are law enforcement officials in the state that emphasize prevention. Pulaski County now has an up-and-running naloxone program, which, until now, had not existed anywhere in the state. Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk sat in on a training earlier this month.
Waynesville is the Pulaski County seat in south central Missouri, and driving into town feels a lot like taking a step back into the Old West. Businesses with dark wooden side paneling and houses with fenced-in front porches, painted white, line the city square. But nestled in the middle of the square is a large brick building that is home to the Pulaski County Sheriff's Department, the first law enforcement agency in Missouri to have an up-and-running naloxone program. Here's Pulaski County State Representative Steve Lynch.
Today's a great day in Pulaski County. Today is a major step in allowing first responders to save lives of people that are struggling with the addiction of heroin and opiates. It's an epidemic in our community, our state, and our nation.
Naloxone is better known by the brand name Narcan. It's a drug that reverses overdoses from heroin or other opiate drugs. And according to law enforcement, like Pulaski County Sheriff Ron Long, when you administer it to someone during an overdose, you
see someone come back from virtually the dead.
Now, paramedics have been carrying naloxone in ambulances for decades, but it's a relatively new thing for police officers and sheriff's deputies. In Missouri, it's only been legal for law enforcement to carry and administer for a little over a year. It was actually concerned Pulaski County residents, along with Sheriff Long and State Representative Steve Lynch, that pushed the issue and got the law allowing first responders to use naloxone signed into law in July of 2014. Long says it's a long time coming.
You noticed me slump over a while ago, like, man, it's finally here. This has been long in the making. We, from day one until now, it's been 1 year and 6 months, but it's worth every bit of sweat, tears, which, as you saw earlier, have gone into this program.
He adds that there were a few delays.
Making sure we had a training program and a policy and a doctor that's overseeing the program in place, and we have all that.
Pulaski County Captain Johnny Burgess found a creative solution when they were having issues finding a doctor.
I asked my personal physician to do it, and he signed off on it. Happened to have a doctor's appointment that day.
But I asked Long, what about costs? Were those an issue?
Actually, at this point, no, because every penny we spent has been, basically from donations. Most of it, a little bit out of my pocket.
Wait, did you say that part of the cost actually came out of your own pocket?
Just a little bit of it did for supplies, but most of the costs have come from two donors.
Long says the initial startup costs of the program were only about $1,000. He adds the department covered its bases, and so he's not worried about liability or the shelf life of the drug.
Each patrolman has their own kit. Each patrolman has their own car. So in the evenings when they come, go home or early morning, they take the kit inside of their home to keep it basically at room temperature.
Long says they have naloxone in 15 of their patrol cars at the moment, and the rest will have naloxone by the end of the year. And Long adds that everyday officers in Pulaski County are excited about the program too, because now they can save lives.
We're actually helping save lives, which I think that's part of our mission too. Not just to put people in jail, not just to solve crimes, but also to save individuals' lives. And this Narcan program will do just that.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.